Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, Verses 28 through 36. Verse 28. A person who, in this life, bears false witness, or lies while transacting business, or giving charity, is severely punished after death by the agents of Yamaraj. Such a sinful man is taken to the top of a mountain 800 miles high, and thrown head first into the hell known as Avici Mat. This hell has no shelter and is made of strong stone resembling the waves of water. There is no water there, however, and thus it is called Avici Mat, waterless. Although the sinful man is repeatedly thrown from the mountain and his body broken into tiny pieces, he still does not die, but continuously suffers chastisement. Verse 29. Any brahmana or brahmana's wife who drinks liquor is taken by the agents of Yamaraj to the hell known as Ayapana. This hell also awaits any kshatriya, vaishya, or person under a vow who, in illusion, drinks somarasa. In Ayapana, the agents of Yamaraj stand on their chests and pour hot melted iron into their mouths. Purport. One should not be a brahmana in name only and engage in all kinds of sinful activities, especially drinking liquor. Brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas must behave according to the principles of their order. If they fall down to the level of shudras, who are accustomed to drink liquor, they will be punished as described herein. Text 30. A low-born abominable person who in this life becomes falsely proud, thinking, I am great, and who thus fails to show proper respect to one more elevated than he by birth, austerity, education, behavior, caste, or spiritual order, is like a dead man even in this lifetime. And after death, he is thrown headfirst into the hell known as Kshara Kardama. There he must greatly suffer great tribulations in the hands of the agents of Yamaraj. Purport. One should not become falsely proud. One must be respectful towards a person more elevated than he by birth, education, behavior, caste, or spiritual order. One does not show respect to such highly elevated persons, but indulges in false pride. He receives punishment in Kshara Kardama. 31. There are men and women in this world who sacrifice human beings to Bhairava or Bhadrakali, and then eat their victim's flesh. Those who perform such sacrifices are taken after death to the abode of Yamaraj, where their victims, having taken the form of rakshasas, cut them to pieces with sharpened swords. Just as in this world the man-eaters drank their victim's blood, dancing and singing in jubilation, the victims now enjoy drinking the blood of their sacrificers and celebrating in the same way. 32. In this life, some people give shelter to animals and birds that come to them for protection in the village or forest. And after making them believe that they will be protected, such people pierce them with lances or threads and play with them like toys, giving them great pain. After death, such people are brought by the assistance of Yamaraj to the hell known as Sulaprota, where their bodies are pierced with sharp needle-like lances. They suffer from hunger and thirst, and sharp-beaked birds such as vultures and herons come at them from all sides to tear at their bodies. Tortured and suffering, they can then remember the sinful activities they committed in the past. 33. Those who in this life are like envious serpents, always angry and giving pain to other living entities, fall after death into the hell known as Dandashuka. My dear king, in this hell, there are serpents with five or seven hoods. These serpents eat such sinful persons just as snakes eat mice. 34. Those who in this life confine other living entities in dark wells, granaries, or mountain caves are put after death into the hell known as Avatnirodhana. There they themselves are pushed into dark wells where poisonous fumes and smoke suffocate them and they suffer very severely. Text 35. A householder receives guests or visitors with cruel glances as if to burn them to ashes, is put into the hell called Paryavartana, where he is gazed at by hard-eyed vultures, herons, crows, and similar birds, which suddenly swoop down and pluck out his eyes with great force. Purport. According to the Vedic etiquette, even an enemy who comes to a householder's home should be received in such a gentle way that he forgets that he has come to the home of an enemy. A guest who comes to one's home should be received very politely. If he is unwanted, the householder should not stare at him with blinking eyes. For one who does so will be put into the hell known as Paryavartana after death. And there many ferocious birds like vultures, crows, and cockneys will suddenly come upon him and pluck out his eyes. Oh, I think that, I don't know if it's, I guess Sanskrit. Yeah, okay. Text 36. One who in this world or this life is very proud of his wealth always thinks, I am so rich, who can equal me? His vision is twisted and he is always afraid that someone will take his wealth. Indeed, he even suspects his superiors. His face and heart dry up at the thought of losing his wealth, and therefore he always looks like a wretched fiend. He is not in any way able to actually attain happiness, and he does not know what it is to be free from anxiety. Because of the sinful things he does to earn money, augment his wealth, and protect it, he is put into the hell known as Suchimukha, where the officials of Yamaraj punish him by stitching thread through his entire body, like weavers manufacturing cloth. Purport. When one possesses more wealth than necessary, he certainly becomes very proud. This is the situation of men in modern civilization. According to the Vedic culture, Brahmanas do not possess anything, whereas Kshatriyas possess riches, but only for performing sacrifices and other noble activities as prescribed in the Vedic injunctions. A Vaishya also earns money honestly through agriculture, cow protection, and some trade. If a Shudra gets money, however, he will spend it lavishly, without discrimination, or simply accumulate it for no purpose. Because in this age there are no qualified Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas, almost everyone is a Shudra, Kalau Shudra Sampava. Therefore, the Shudra mentality is causing great harm to modern civilization. A Shudra does not know how to use money to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Money is also called Lakshmi, and Lakshmi is always engaged in the service of Narayana. Wherever there is money, it must be engaged in the service of Lord Narayana. Everyone should use this money to spread the great transcendental movement of Krishna consciousness. One does not spend money for this purpose, but accumulates more than necessary. He will certainly become proud of the money he illegally possesses. The money actually belongs to Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. I am the true enjoyer of sacrifices and penances, and I am the knower of all the planets. Therefore, nothing belongs to anyone but Krishna. One who possesses more money than he needs should spend it for Krishna. Unless one does so, he will become puffed up because of his false possessions, and therefore he will be punished in the next life as described herein. So we see the basic theme that goes through all these points that are made here is ignorance. The living entity then becomes distracted in the material world, thinking themselves to be something special and unique. And because of this, then the idea is whatever one wants to do, one can. The difficulty is that everybody's thinking like that. If only one person thought like that, it might work. right? Therefore, you get the, I think it's a Buddhistic idea or a Mayavadi idea, that actually there's only one person dreaming in this whole world and everybody else is just part of the dream. Problem is if you were dreaming it, unless it was a bad dream, it would all work for you and everyone else would just assist. But since everybody's trying to do the same thing, so either it's a bad dream or this is not a very good analyzation of the situation. So the living entity, due to ignorance, then he does things wrong. So here we see is that this ignorance is applied in different areas. This verse is ignorance applied to money, right? Ignorance applied to other living entities. Ignorance then compounded with ignorance of intoxication. So all these things, is the ignorance is there, and because of that, one is doing something that is unnecessary, right? No one's punished for something necessary, right? We notice that there's no hell for breathing more air. He has a bigger nose. He's breathing more air, right, you know? So one is punished for doing things that are unnecessary. That's the principle, right? So because the whole point is that by performing activities properly, then one can become God conscious. Right? That's what the whole material world's for. Krishna creates a material world to give the living entity the opportunity to take up God consciousness. That's the only purpose. Otherwise, what's the point of the material world? Right? Because it's not working that good that everybody gets what they want. Right? So there must be some other purpose. But we see is if one takes up God consciousness, it ends up in a very good result. One goes back to Godhead. Right? So then the principle is that the material world has been designed to become God conscious. Now, people who know about God consciousness is because they want to. People who don't, it's because they don't want to. Right? Earth is the place that everybody comes to. You go to the heavenly planets, you come back to Earth. You go to the hellish planets, you come back to Earth. So Earth is always where everyone comes back to. So there's plenty of opportunity to know about God consciousness. It's just who's interested. Right? Who's interested? You see devotees, the slightest little thing, and then they look it up. They chase it up. They chase after it. Right? They come across a BTG magazine. They look at it. They look in the back. There's an address. They go there. They find somebody. They talk. So they want. But people, so many things are going on. Nobody cares. Right? Does that make sense? The Harinam party goes down the street. Good chance not that many people take it seriously. Right? Something comes up on YouTube and it goes viral. Why? Is it something important? You know, it's all... You know, it's like these are the viral videos, right? How to perfect your chanting, you know, how to be absorbed in remembering the Lord, right? How to take advantage of the association of Vaishnavas, right? These are the viral videos? No. Okay, so that means this, why is that? Because that's what's of interest. So Krishna consciousness could be there, but it's not. So because of that, that's why the Lord himself comes, the associates come, the devotees are there, are encouraged to try to help everybody become God conscious. That's the whole point. So those things that are Krishna conscious, those things that are directly in support, those things that are neutral, these things then are what's recommended. Those things that are unfavorable and those things that are just downright, you know, disgusting, those are what you're not supposed to be doing. Why? Because they get in the way of progressive thinking. Right? You could say, well, the person's not a devotee. Okay. But their chances of becoming a devotee are less if they're performing activities that are unuseful. Right? So let's say you have a Hindu. Right? They do their puja. They invite sadhus over to their home. Right? They distribute charity. Okay, now will it be difficult for them if they see the devotees in town to invite them over? There's a good chance that they'll just, seeing the devotees, they'll just invite them over. And what do? They'll feed them, they'll have kirtan, they'll hear some lecture, right? And give some charity. Because they're already doing those things that are favorable for Krishna consciousness. That's why it's recommended, these things. even though they may be just pious material activities, but they're a favorable situation. So therefore, anything that's not in support of a pious material situation is then you'll get a reaction. Because then you will go away from the Lord. Well, this way, then there's a chance that if you do come in contact, it will go. Just like, let's say, if we have very dry, fine, burnable items, if a spark lands on it, it'll either make a fire or you can make fire. But if it falls on something soaking wet, no chance. So the whole idea is the material world is designed that it will have the best opportunity for becoming God conscious. Right? So whether you're interested or not, you still have to cultivate that situation that is favorable to God consciousness. Right? Therefore, austerity, charity, and sacrifice. You do those, even if you're a materialist, you'll get rewarded. You'll get material benefits. If you're a devotee, engaged in the Lord's service, you'll go back to Godhead. But if you oppose these, then, Yamaraj has many nice situations which you can fully fulfill, whatever the complete experience of that effort was. Any questions on this? Yes. Okay. Question. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.26.6, end of purport. Yamaraj, he brings them to the hellish planets and properly chastises them to bring them back to Krishna consciousness. How does punishment make them Krishna conscious? See, you're dealing with indirect activities. This is your question? Yeah, you're dealing with indirect activities. It means activities that you're dealing with the material energy because you think that that actually is the main thing, right? That's the primary element. So because of this dealing in illusion, the reaction is there that you've dealt improperly, so then things don't work out so good. Right? So now, by punishment, then there will be a aspect you'll be reluctant to do those things that aren't good. Right? Someone has a conscience. That's because these are areas you have a conscience because you think if I don't do this, it won't be good, or if I do this, it will be bad. Right? So this comes from previous experience. Otherwise, why would it be there? Right? So the Lord reminds one of the previous experience, therefore, does that make sense? So now you're in a position to better take up God consciousness. It's not saying you will, right? But it's in a better situation. Let's say someone has done something wrong, they're caught by the government, sentenced to prison. They spend their time in prison, and having spent their time, now they're repentant and they understand how to be a proper member of the society. Right? Now we're talking 2% here, okay? Maybe it's less, but 2%. So then they'll come out and they'll be a solid, good member of society. They'll do their everything nicely, they'll mow their lawn, they'll pay their taxes, they'll do everything that they're supposed to do because they're fully aware that there are laws, even more than the common citizen. Right? Now, of course, you have a lot of persons who, even they go through the punishment, then afterwards they're just as bad as they were before. So that's less intelligent. But if it's not done, then the more intelligent, or at least the slightly more intelligent, might think, well, he got away with it, why can't I? So there has to be some punishment. Right? Not that the punishment itself is necessarily important. Its only importance is to realize that no, there are laws of the universe. There is God's laws. We follow them, that's beneficial. Does that make sense? Then someone who has that mentality nicely, they come in contact with the devotees, then they'll be able to develop better. Does that work? Yeah? Because Yamaraj is a Mahabhagavat, so he's always going to be seeing everything in connection with Krishna. It's not that he's not the one that finds pleasure in the living entities being punished, right? That's the Yamadutas, right? The Yamadutas are pious persons that unfortunately weren't taken care of by their descendants. So they become Yamadutas, right? So they like to see sinful people punished because they have that faith in piety is actually what's going to make benefit for the world rather than Krishna consciousness. But Yamaraj, being a devotee, therefore he understands that it's actually only Krishna consciousness well, but you need a solid support to make that function, right? Since we are bodily conscious, we identify with our conditioning. So if our conditioning isn't utilized properly, then it will distract us from Krishna consciousness. So therefore, he sees that because of this bodily consideration, therefore, then if they're corrected, they will act more properly, so there's a better chance of becoming God conscious. Does that work? Something else? Yes. That microphone around? There, that's it.
Thank you. You were speaking about the earth like a good planet to go to back to Goloka Vrindavan. And when we see the other planets in the night, what is
why the don't planet? We see the other planets at night?
No, the planets we see in sky in the night, what level they are? They are like earth planets or they are celestial planets or
It's all variety of planets. Means the earthly ones you won't see because they're on the same level as this. So, unless you can see a long ways on the equal, but I think you only get some, 11 miles or something like that, you know. So, you know, like 17 kilometers. So, you won't see a much from here. But anything above here is what you can see.
So, they are in the same level as Earth, these planets.
Which the same level means?
Their level of consciousness is like ours.
Consciousness? No, no. What you're seeing is what's above us. What I'm saying is you cannot see what's on this planet. You're seeing what's above this planet. We're on the eighth level, so you're seeing 9 and above. 9 to 14, you understand?
So their level is superior than us, than ours.
Yes. Level of consciousness, it doesn't necessarily mean God consciousness, but it means consciousness.
But Kali Yuga is already there, like in our planet.
Yes, but it has less, just like this. On the Upper East Side, okay, there's a recession. How much does it affect? Right? But if you go down to Harlem, you see much more of an effect. Does that make sense? No. Okay, the people who are stinky, smelly, rich, if there's a recession, then they're only stinky rich. Okay? But for the poor person, when there's recession, then they're really poor. So the effect is more that people here don't perform the sacrifices and things that make the universe function properly. It's not that the persons on those planets, they themselves are in a Kali Yuga consciousness. You understand? Because Kali Yuga is for us here. We're the ones that go through these cycles. They're just living off the results of their life of hard work. It's like retiring to Miami or something. You understand? So it's not that the daily grind does not affect, you know, all those retirees in Palm Beach. That makes sense? Okay.
Can I ask another one? We are speaking about dying and going to hell.
Like
dying
dying and going to hell.
Normally, how long if we get another body?
Suppose how long till we get another body? What do you mean by another body? I mean, there's 8,400,000 kinds of bodies, so after, which one do you mean?
After a normal human being dies.
A normal, how do you define normal?
The one that does not go to hell.
That means white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, or that means, how do you define normal here?
As, so, a person that doesn't go to hell, normally...
Do you know any? You know what I'm saying? Devotees, yes, okay, but outside of the circle of devotees, do you know anyone? You know, you're good friends with some smart Brahmins, or... Okay, so there's a good chance that everybody you knew before is all going to hell. You know what I'm saying? So, when you mean body, you mean human body again, and you mean human on this planet again. It just depends upon what your karma is. Because you have the time spent in the hells, so you may only have one hell you're going to, or you may have a whole plethora of them. Right? The Yamadutas are quite liberal in, you know, they're quite accommodating. It's not a problem that, you know, there's a shortage of space, so we got to let everybody out of prison here, right? You know, right? There's no universal shortage of funds, so they're fine. So it's however long that is. Then generally connected with these is then for having done the activity, there are animal species you have to spend time as. So many lifetimes is a certain number of animals, right? Then once that's all accomplished, then you're purified, then you come back to the exact same position you were in when you left for hell, right? In other words, if you were from Manhattan and you went to hell from there, when you come back to human life, you'll be born in Manhattan again, right? So now it's a matter of, did you learn anything? But by the description, not a whole lot of people learn. Right? Now that's for the sinful. Now if there's pious activities, you go to the heavenly planets and do that. So they have this hellish, they have the pious, all that. When all that's exhausted, then they come back here. So they spend a lot of time going throughout the universe. Is that that word? Okay. Something else? Yes. Please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Haribol, Haribol.
Here in the number 29, it says, any brahmana or brahmana's wife who drinks liquor is taken by the agents of Yamaraj to the hell known as Ayyappana. This hell also awaits any Kshatriya, Vaishya, or person under a vow who in illusion thinks Somaras. They have to go to heaven and have the molten iron point in their mouth.
Yes.
But in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna, it seems like he's encouraging it. They go to the moon planet, they do sacrifice, they drink the somaras.
No, but that's once they're on the moon planet, then you can drink how much you like. When you're here, then in a sacrifice, the maximum you can drink is one drop. Even though you produce more than that for the sacrifice, but you can only drink one drop. More than that, then this is the result. So you have to wait, you know, it's just like, you know, you have to wait till you're 21 or you're 18, right? You know, so here, you have to wait till you're on the moon planet, then you can drink how much you can get your hands on, right? You know, so.
No hell after.
No. See, because there's no sinful reactions for those outside of the Earth planet, right? Unless they do something that is, you know, against the culture. Then you can shorten your pious assets. Just like, let's say you go on vacation, and your vacation you plan is for 3 weeks, and you have the money for it, and a little extra. But now if you go to the casino and you gamble, you can lose it all. And then you can't stay anymore. But it's not that the activity of being a demigod or this and that, that generally they'll perform anything that will... They're not generating piety, they're only burning piety. They're using up piety. You know, it's like being on vacation, that's all. So those who go to the moon planet, then they drink the soma ras like that. You know, because soma moon and moon planet, so I guess there's more soma ras on the moon planet than on other planets. So it appears that it's the place to go, right? You know, if you're going to the heavenly planets, don't neglect the moon planet, right? You know, it's got things going for it, right? You know. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Something else? Yes. This side.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Is it possible that one can transfer one's devotional activities, the result of that, to someone else who is in a less, fortunate position? And
can you transfer devotional credit to someone else? To those who are known, not to those who are not known. Does that make sense? It means those who are close you can do, not just to anybody. You can wish them well, but you can only transfer to those who are close.
So then there is no use to pray for the conditioned living entities, because...
So you're thinking Vasudev Dutta had made a mistake here.
What?
He was wasting his time.
Who?
Vasudev Dutta?
No.
Prahlad Maharaj, Uparicharya Vasu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Ring a bell, any okay. No, it means you're caring for everybody's welfare, but who's directly blessed are those who you know about. Right? But what we're talking here is giving pious credit to somebody. That's done through that it's somebody that you know and you care about, and you then therefore give that. That's different from just hoping that everybody takes up Krishna consciousness, right? Because the one is you have your credits, you're praying for others to also gain such credits. The other one is you're giving away your credits. So makes sense? So there's a difference. So there's no need to give away. It's just you encourage others how to do. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes.
I'll ask the age-old question just to hear your answer, Maharaj. What's the use of punishment if you can't remember the punishment in your next life?
Means there's some effect, because otherwise why are people like deathly afraid of birds or spiders or, you know, because there's reactions. So they may not remember why, but there's some effect. But the difficulty is because a living entity will be in the material world as long as they're not interested in God consciousness, that if they don't forget, then how are they going to go on? Right? Because see, is worse than a active materialist is a inactive materialist. Someone in the mode of ignorance, there's no confidence, they can't do anything. They can't make the effort, but at the same time they want, but they can't do. They just make themselves and everybody else miserable. So better they're active. They want material, go for it. But at the same time, as if we're going to work on the material platform, that I do work, I get good result, there has to be the balance. I do bad work, I get bad results. So even if they don't remember, it has to be there just for, you know, justice sake, because the whole economic platform functions because of the concept of justice. I made money, it's my money, right? I don't have to share it with anybody. I want to share it, then I can, but I can't be forced to. right? But the same way is that I did the sinful activity, then I get the punishment. Then I don't, you know, no one's going to share it with me. You know, it's mine, you know. Does that make sense?
And has never been through divorce court, but besides that.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah.
You can be forced to give up your money.
No, but that's the result of something in the past. So therefore it's coming. So it's a balance. You know what I'm saying? Because you look at it, you voluntarily enter into an agreement. That agreement includes the possibility of divorce court. You know, just like doing any activity. Let's say the person's trying for an Olympic gold medal award. It also includes pulling a ligament. You know, so just they're just hoping that they win the race and don't pull the ligament, right? You know, so it's all the package. So it's just there's always risk. If there's going to be gain, there must be risk. It's just a matter of that you are intelligent, that you feel that the risk here is less, and so you try. It may be, it may not be. All you can do is make the, you know, all you can do is try. Otherwise, then everyone sits around, does nothing, and then there's no benefit for anybody. No one's satisfied, and then you have this whole universe full of grumpy people, right? So the idea is if they're enthusiastic, if they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, they'll be enthusiastic. Because a person who has low self-esteem and lack of motivation is also not motivated in Krishna consciousness. That's why it's a problem. You understand? So it's better that they're active materially, because then if they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, they'll be active to get results.
Are you saying that if we were to remember all these tortures in the heavenly planets, or hellish planets, sorry, it would make us kind of like catatonic? We wouldn't be able to...
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know... Yeah. 100,000 years in a pit of worms that all they do is eat each other for 100,000 years. It's going to leave a mark, you know. I mean, people just have a scary situation. They were a kid, there was a fire or some accident or something, and it has an effect their whole life, let alone, you know, being tossed off an 800-mile, you know, mountain onto rocks that look like waves. That means there's no spot that's smooth, you know.
So the forgetfulness is there, the impression is there, but the exact...
Yes, that's the whole point.
...experience is mercifully removed, so we can still say enthusiastic in the material
yes.
world.
Okay. Yes, because the point is the Lord, the idea is give the chance to become God conscious. These punishments are a side thing. They're not God's main focus. They may be our focus because we think, you know, everything must be just. But for God, then the only position for the living entity is to be in the spiritual world. So it's an opportunity, right? But just so that there's proper management and everything, then there must be some system of punishment. Does that work? Yeah. Okay. So we'll end here. Jai Ho. Gruntaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivrinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi.